Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Blackman takes his lead. 3-2 pitch. Hampson strikes out swinging. And a roar from Berger as he walks off the mound. Great job by the young lefty. And the Giants don't allow that runner to score. So we go to the bottom of the 10th. It's tied 4-4.
There's Dave Fleming on the call. That's our next guest as we get you ready for Giants Afternoon Baseball, the rubber match against the Reds right here on the Sports Leader. Caleb Berger joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
We're doing good. That's going to be pretty cool. You guys probably don't often hear the play-by-play calls of the things you do, so that's got to be pretty cool.
Yeah, it was. Actually, it made me smile to hear that. I wasn't even thinking about that. I haven't thought about that in a while, but it was cool to kind of revisit that memory.
Absolutely. So you came up July 25th of last year, and obviously there were no fans and the pandemic and all the weird stuff that was going on last year. So I know you're still going through the protocols and those kind of things, but there are a few fans in the stands. So how different is it for you?
It's night and day, man. Like, it's kind of wild to see a bunch of fans at the game, and it's so much louder than it was last year. I think that's been the biggest difference. Like, we had the pumped in stadium noise, but that's nothing compared to having, I think opening day we only had like 6,500 people, and it sounded way louder. So I'm really excited for when we kind of get out of this pandemic and we can get back to full capacity. It should be pretty cool.
Yeah, because the park at 40,000, it's just outrageous, and you've got it now. And like you said, one of the things I've talked to players about, and I don't know if it was like this for you guys, but it's hard to generate, and I saw this in every sport that I covered last year, it's just hard to generate momentum. It's hard because the fans just give that to you, and you got to win no matter what. But, you know, when you make a big play like last night, to have fans in the building, when they score, they get 2-2-run homers early, then you guys bounce back in that, and at least to have some sound, and I think last night was pretty low, I think it was around 3,600, but still, to have some sound in the park as you guys are doing some great things, that's got to be more fun, obviously, than cardboard cutouts.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's great. It's so nice to have people back, and it's good to see people's faces too. Like, even though you can't see everybody smiling, you can still see everybody having a good time, and it just brings a good energy and a good vibe to the whole stadium.
Caleb Berger is joining us, Reds and Giants, this afternoon, and of course, Johnny Cueto is going to be going to the Hill. On a Johnny day, I don't know what your routine is. I don't know if you're going back in the clubhouse, coming in and out. But I got to imagine if you're going to watch somebody, it's Johnny just for the pure entertainment of it, just like the fans do.
Oh, absolutely. He's one of my favorite guys to watch pitch. You know, he's always going to go out there and compete. And just to see a guy who can do so many different things with the baseball and then all the timing that he can mess with hitters, it's really cool to watch. It's been really fun for the past year and a half, basically, to watch him go to work every fifth day and do his thing.
He's such a fun guy too, and because of the language barrier, maybe we don't know him as well as we would like to do. But when you interact with him, I mean, he just seems like a fun guy.
Yeah, he's always smiling, always having a good time, always joking around, always kind of the center of the party on the plane and whatever too. So he just brings a lot of fun and a lot of energy.
I know recently you turned 27. I think your birthday is April 9th. Season was going. Did you do anything?
My parents actually got to come out, which was pretty cool because they didn't get to come out last year at all. So the Giants hooked it up and brought them out. So I got to see them. We went to dinner. We were outside, of course, you know, with all the COVID protocols. I didn't get to spend a ton of time with them, but just the fact that I got to see some family on my birthday for the first time and in a while, probably since I was in college. So it was just great to be able to have like a little piece of home and have them share that experience. Like my first home game in front of fans was also like their first game at Oracle. So it was really, really cool.
That is cool. And so last year, because you guys were so isolated, did you not see your family at all during the season?
Yeah, I didn't get to see them at all. I mean, they're in Michigan too, so they're sure. pretty far away from the West Coast. But yeah, I didn't get to see them at all. My fiance actually came out at the end of the year, and then she stayed with me for the last 2 weeks of the season, which was great. But that was pretty much my only interaction with anyone from the outside. My first 2 months here basically were just my teammates.
When are you getting married?
In November 8th.
Very cool. Okay, outside of the season, obviously. Caleb Berger is joining us, Giants and Reds, coming up this afternoon. So just so far as the pen is concerned, this obviously walks in that first game against Seattle, but since that point, the bullpen has been pretty rock solid. So just kind of give us your thoughts of what the bullpen is now and maybe what you guys can be.
We're really solid. I feel like everyone we run out there gives us a chance to put up a zero, and most of the time we do. And it's kind of cool to see this year we have such a strong bullpen. Last year it was kind of up and down. Like, we were up and down kind of all over as a pitching staff last year, but this year we've kind of really hammered it in, and we've been working a lot with the pitching coaches and throwing first pitch strikes, being able to throw off-speed pitches for strikes. And those two things alone, I think, have really helped us elevate where this bullpen's at and how good we can be. And it's also great to finally have a closer, Jake and Raj, being the eighth inning guy. Like, you know, those two guys are going to go out every time and put up a zero. So the confidence that gives the rest of us is great.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, because like you said, you didn't have really a set closer last year, and to have a veteran like Jake come in, he hasn't given up any hits. He did, unfortunately, give up a walk. No big deal. But he hasn't given up any hits. So when you know, if you do your job, that the ninth inning guy, because I know I've talked to guys in the past, I can remember Brandon Crawford and a few years ago when they were having trouble nailing down games, that one of the most devastating things for a team is that you've got that lead, you think you're going to get a victory, and then the ninth inning guy blows it. It's not on him, I get that, but it's deflating for a baseball team, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, and that's why it's so important that we have Jake back there. You know what you're going to get every time. Everyone kind of relaxes when he goes out there because you know he's going to go out there and dominate.
So your role in the bullpen, we were talking about this before you came on, and I know that, again, probably every different situation, especially for the Giants, given analytics, would be different. But are you the long man? What is your role, or does it change?
My role is whatever they ask me to do. I don't really have, like, a set specific role right now, but I'm just out there whenever the phone rings and my name's called. I'm just trying to get people out for as long as they need me to, whether that's one guy, two guys, or an inning and a half, or even two innings.
So last night, as you're watching Tyler Rogers, and I don't know if you're great friends with Tyler or whatever, but obviously he's different. And Joey Votto in the first inning hits that home run down the left field line. He's one of the best hitters around. And then to see him in the way the first time, because he's never seen Tyler Rogers before, to see a hitter of that quality struggling at bat like that, how do you guys see that?
It's wild, man. Like, he just throws so much differently than everybody else. And we've all been talking. It's going to be real fun to watch him pitch against guys that haven't seen him before, just because he is so different and unique. And his stuff is so good that guys have to guess. And then, like, I was talking to him earlier today about the Castellanos strikeout. Like, you know, when a guy leaves his heels and he's on his toes trying to swing, he's probably not going to have a good at bat there. So.
Well, and you watch him too on TV, and you could probably see him on the screen, but I mean, like you said, with Castellanos, he's a quality hitter. He's walking away literally from the plate, shaking his head. Joey Votto just on the last swing, and again, great hitter, but he just didn't have a clue. It's just, he's, in terms of guys looking silly at the plate, there's a lot of great pitchers out there. He's got to be close to top of the list. Do you guys laugh, or do you guys, we're used to it? It's crazy.
You get a chuckle sometimes when you get the crazy swing and misses, for sure. It's just really cool to see, you know, like, that's something most guys haven't got to see before. I saw Raj last year a little bit, but this year I think he's a little bit better. Just his stuff, man, like that slider he throws looks like it comes out of the ground and ends up over the catcher's head. It's just wild. I can't imagine being a hitter trying to hit it, let alone even someone being his catch partner. I just don't envy that job at all.
No. And then as a lefty, and I know this just came in last year, but most of your career it wasn't this way, but where you have the three-batter rule, and you see a guy like Rogers, and obviously he's a specialist, but then he's, as we talked about, lefty Votto, righty in Castellanos. How do you see the three-pitcher rule? Are you cool with it? Have you always kind of been a guy who can get everybody out?
Yeah, I'm good with it. I mean, I was a starter before, so I had to go through righties and lefties. Actually, in my first year in college, I had reverse splits. I was way better against righties than I was lefties. And so, for me, I try to not read too much into it. Obviously, as a left-handed pitcher, I try to get every single lefty out. Obviously, I try to get everybody out. But lefties, there's a little bit more of a key in on. But I don't mind it. Honestly, I kind of like it just as it allows me to pitch a little bit more. I'm not always super thrilled if I have to go in for one batter or whatever. Yeah. You know, I'm glad that it allows us to work through a lineup a little bit and, like, pitch instead of just get in there and get one guy and then go to the next guy.
Hey, Caleb, thanks for taking the time on a game day. We really appreciate it. Hope you guys can get the rubber match against the Reds and obviously stay healthy and have a great year.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, thanks for having me.
You got it.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did. Then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.